Right before the Aziyashir that we say in davening, that we take from the Chumash, is the Pasuk. Vayar Yisrael, the Jews saw Asiyarag Deila, the great hand, Asha'asa Hashem and Mitzrayim that Hashem punished the Egyptians with. Vayir Asa'am, Es Hashem, Vayimidu Hashem and Moshe Avdei. Now the Jews believed in Hashem and Moshe by seeing the Yarag Deila. Rashi says, what's the Yarag Deila? The Gvura HaGadeila, Asha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, because of that, they sang the Shira. But there's another interpretation that some bring down. And it ties in with the word Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdai. What did they see in the Yarag Deila of Hashem? Yair Yisrael, Yarag Deila Shas Hashem, that they now believed in Moshe. So they explain that they now were informed and realized the greatness of the miracle that occurred nearly 80 years earlier when Moshe Rabbeinu was a small baby and was put into the basket and put into the Nile. What happened? The daughter of Pari came along. And it says she Tishlach Es Amosa. She's that she took at her, stretched out her hand to reach the baby. And Chazal tell us that what? It was far away, but the hand extended miraculously. And she was able to bring Moshe in. So it means like this. They saw the Yarag Deila, means they remembered the Yarag Deila that Bas Pari had to happen, her extended arm, in order to save Moshe Rabbeinu. And they realized that it specifically had to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have performed, of course, any nace, any miracle, anything to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. But specifically, he wanted Moshe to be the Mashiach Shei Yisrael, to be the Savior, the Redeemer. And that's why even the miracle back then happens. So the Yarag Deila is not going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand against the Egyptian, but going on Bas Pari's hand to reach Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what gives you an Oz Yosher. When we look back sometimes on events, we don't realize the beauty of it, the importance of it, until days, weeks, months, sometimes years later. This is an event of 80 years earlier. And then you start to realize the greatness of the mosaic of everyone's life. And with that, we sing Oz Yosher. We begin to sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's recognize our life as well. It's a constant song. We just have to always remind ourselves of it. And hopefully we get lucky enough to see the events, how they fill out to make us worthy of this, singing the song with the right proper intent. Have a good Shabbos.